Darvin Bentlich drove 4 hours from Golden City to Columbia to testify in favor of expanding Medicaid in Missouri. Bentlich is a farmer who's been uninsured for nearly 3 decades. He has paid much of his cancer and hepatitis C treatments out of pocket and by borrowing money. Because despite spending half of his less than $40,000 annual income paying off his farm, Bentlich doesn't qualify for Medicaid in Missouri. The program currently does not cover adults without dependent children, no matter how little they make.
They need to, you know, direct a little bit of money, more money towards helping people out that need help. You know, most people aren't here just try to get something. You know, they need help. And you expect your government to help you a little bit.
Bentlich was one of dozens of witnesses testifying in front of the House committee on Saturday. Individuals shared personal stories of living without health insurance. Disability advocates testified of wanting to have a job but having to be unemployed to qualify for Medicaid, which helps pay for their independent living programs. Physicians spoke of uninsured patients who's had to make tough decisions between paying rent or getting care. Deborah Howenstein is one of those physicians. She's worked with Mid-Missouri's uninsured population for about 25 years. She says one of the benefits of having Medicaid or any insurance coverage is access to preventive services.
That ultimately catch conditions when they are still manageable, when there can be early intervention, and when it's less likely to result in a really costly hospital stay or potentially a medical condition that can't really be managed at that point.
Out of the 36 public testimonies heard in the nearly seven-hour meeting on Saturday, only 2 witnesses spoke against increasing the Medicaid eligibility as outlined in the Affordable Care Act. Bentlich, the farmer from Golden City, says he hopes legislators take politics out of the equation as they continue to discuss Medicaid reform.
There's common ground somewhere.
The legislative group is one of 3 that are meeting in the interim session to talk about Medicaid reform. Hadram Helmy, KBIA News.